Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive.
Powered by Klipsch Audio.
From WTTSFM.com.
Hey, welcome, Pete. Glad to have you here.
Thanks. Good to be back.
Yeah, you know, it's I kind of relate, like, music for the morning after was really popular when I first started at WTTS all those years ago.
You must be old, man.
Yeah. Well, I know how old you are. And I think you had a big birthday.
I did this summer. Turned 20.
Yeah, a couple times over, maybe. Huh? Yeah. That's cool. You know, but the transition thing, you've done a lot of transitioning, and I'm just blown away. You're working on an HBO project?
No. Where'd you hear that?
I picked it up. I think it was out of the Wall Street Journal or something.
No, not me.
It was maybe somebody else named Pete Yorn. He's got a couple of brothers out in Los Angeles.
My brother might be working on an HBO project.
I see. Now, I thought this was about a rock and roll band. I thought everybody was involved in this.
Yeah, that's like I made a pilot for this show called Rock and Roll that Martin Scorsese directed.
Yeah.
And I was hanging out around the set a little bit, and I got to see some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, and it looks like it's going to be amazing. It's basically the music business in New York set in the early 70s, and it looks like it's going to be good, really good.
Yeah, it's...
But I got nothing to do with it.
Come on now, that's not true, is it?
I'm serious, I got nothing to do with it.
You got really, is this your brother's?
No, he's like a producer, yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right. But it's based on a rock band that was like, actually, that started before you were born, like 1973. It's supposed to be about the realities of rock and roll and all this in that era.
Yeah, it's that's one element of it. I think it's kind of like... real to life, so like there's going to be one thing that features like Led Zeppelin at some point, or a band that looks just like Led Zeppelin. It's going to be good. Mick Jagger's a producer on it, and people who kind of been there and know what's going on. So I think it's going to be great.
And some of your personal transitions prior to this too. I was thinking about how you are based now out of Los Angeles, correct?
Yeah.
And you, when we first got to know you, you were on the other coast. And I always felt like there's a lot of New Jersey coming out in your songs. But now what are you finding for inspiration out there?
Well, I grew up in New Jersey, and I always consider myself a Jersey boy. And I love going back, go back every summer. But I've actually been living in California since 1996. And I put my first record out in 2001, so I've been there a long time.
Oh, you have been?
Yeah,
okay.
My dad kind of forced us all to go out there because he got sick of Jersey. And he was like... He encouraged my oldest brother to move out, knowing that my middle brother would follow, and then I'd follow, and then he'd be able to convince my mom to retire out there with him, and that's exactly what happened. And so we're all there, and my grandparents were there. My grandpa lived to 103, just passed away last December,
wow.
But he was there. He moved out there when he was 90, and had a good run. And so we're all out there now.
That's cool. Now, in addition to this, you've got you switched from Columbia Records down to a more of an independent type label, and that's kind of the curious thing. I guess that's got to do some with the changing landscape in music, because a lot of people, including yourself, have had a lot of success moving from a bigger label to a smaller label.
Yeah, I'm in a good position where I could just take projects where, they kind of fit best, and, I haven't, my last record for Columbia was Back and Forth. That was back in 2009. And it's wild. When I got signed there in 1999, I mean, I went through like 8 different regimes of bosses there since, through all my records. So the label that it was when I left, wasn't even anything like the label that it was when I first got there. But a lot of cool people. But since then, I put records out on other major labels. They've been good. I put The Breakup out on Warner Brothers, and that did really well for me. It was my first platinum record internationally, which was cool. And I've worked with Vagrant Records, which is an indie record label out of Los Angeles, and they had a lot of bands on there that I really liked. So I was attracted to them for the Black record. And I have a new record that I'm finishing up, and I'm excited to see where it's going to end up. I put The Ohms out on Harvest Records, which was relaunched through Capitol. And there's still a lot of people in music, in the music business, that still really love music and are really passionate about music. And I try to find those people and get in business with them.
Good. Yeah. Fantastic. Would you please welcome once again to Sun King Studio 92, Pete Yorn.